Two on, two out for the Red Sox. There's a drive into left. Back at the track, at the wall, it's gone!
That from Fox TV was the sound of Johnny Gomes, a last-minute addition to the Red Sox lineup, smacking a three-run homer in the sixth inning last night to break a tie and put the Red Sox up for the rest of the night. It was good timing, as it was Gomes' first hit of the World Series. Sox beat the Cardinals 4-2 to even the series at two games apiece. With Game 5 on tap for tonight, joining us now to talk about tonight's game and look back at last night's game is Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game. Good morning, Doug. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Bob.
The Johnny Gomes hit last night was certainly a big one for the Red Sox. It was his first hit of the World Series, so it was pretty well timed. But for the second straight night, the Red Sox still only had six hits in the whole game. Can they win the series with that kind of run production?
I'm not sure if they can. I think they need to have another big breakout night. But it is an interesting club that Gomes joined. There are two other members of the current Red Sox team who had their first career World Series hits be home runs in 2004, David Ortiz, in 2007, Dustin Pedroia. So maybe it's a good omen. He was not scheduled to play. Shane Victorino, who had been playing right throughout the series, came up with the back problem that's been bothering him off and on. Then Gomes says he was ready to go.
You know, one thing you can guarantee is when I'm in the lineup, I'm going to be swinging. And I was fortunate enough right there to put a good swing on a good pitch.
Well, thank goodness for that. We certainly needed that last night. The night ended when Red Sox closer Koji Uehara picked off a Cardinals pinch runner on first base with a tying run for Cardinals at the plate. It was the second night in a row that ended with a stunning walk-off play on Saturday night. Red Sox fans and a lot of the nation were flabbergasted when the Cardinals won after that obstruction call. You know, for the World Series, this was a pretty wild weekend.
Boy, to say the least, two sort of dubious firsts. The first time in baseball history a World Series game ends on an obstruction call. Saturday night's call was crazy. Play at the plate gets the second out. Then a runner advances to third. The throw goes into the outfield. The runner, Alan Craig, comes home, but he's blocked by Will Middlebrooks, who's on the ground at third base, and the call ends up overruling what looked like was going to be the third out and send the game into extra innings. Then last night, Colton Wong is on first base with Carlos Beltran, one of the most feared hitters in baseball, at the plate with a chance to tie the game, and he's picked off. Both of those are firsts, and I'm not sure we'll ever see that again.
Let's talk about the pitching for a couple of minutes. Red Sox starter last night, Clay Buchholz, was a question mark because of stiffness in his right shoulder. He only went through four innings last night, but he did okay. He was followed by Felix DuBrant in relief. How critical was DuBrant's performance?
Well, this is where building a deep pitching rotation really pays off in the postseason. Felix DuBrant was a quality starter during the regular season, comes in relief Saturday night and gives them two good innings. Last night, he was excellent, mowed down the order, and really gave the Red Sox some time to kind of build up their momentum. And you needed innings there. As you say, Clay Buchholz wasn't bad, but they needed to get a batter in to try and get a rally going at one point and decided to pull Buchholz for a pinch hitter, forcing them into a long relief setting, and the bullpen held up really well.
So we're at Game 5 tonight, and Game 5 will be a rematch of Game 1 pitching-wise, with John Lester on the mound for the Red Sox against the Cardinals starter, Adam Wainwright. Lester was superb in Game 1, which the Red Sox won. So what are the keys for the Sox tonight, do you think, Doug?
I think they're going to need another excellent performance from John Lester. There is almost no way that the Cardinals will allow eight runs again with Adam Wainwright on the mound. He is one of the game's best pitchers. This could be another really close one. The key, I think, is eliminating the defensive errors. They've had errors in five straight postseason games. It would be key for the Red Sox to have a clean defensive game and get a big start from John Lester.
It's almost as if the team with the fewest flubs is the team that's winning these games.
Right. Well, I said yesterday, talking with Sharon Brody, defense wins championships is usually a phrase we associate with the Patriots in January, and we are not seeing it at all at this point.
Doug Tribou, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
Doug Tribou covers sports for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR.